With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the rescue of four Israeli hostages kidnapped by Hamas in October.
That is the voice of Noah Argamani after being rescued, speaking with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on the phone. The video of her abduction was among the first to surface and was widely shared, with Argamani detained between two men on a motorcycle as she screamed, "Don't kill me." Argamani is one of the four hostages that were rescued, along with Almog Meir Jan, Andrei Kozlov, and Shlomi Ziv. Israel's military said that the hostages were rescued in two separate locations in the heart of Nuzarat. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Also at SRNnews.com, the judge overseeing Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York has notified the attorneys in the case about a posting on the Unified Court System's public Facebook page.
The post read, quote, "My cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted. Thank you, folks, for all your hard work," end quote. The fact that the judge informed the two parties may indicate truth to the post. Jurors are forbidden from discussing the case outside the jury room. Under New York law, a defendant can move to vacate a verdict on the basis of juror misconduct if and only if he can prove by a preponderance of evidence that there was misconduct and that the misconduct created a substantial risk of prejudice.
Correspondent Tasha Stevens. Violence in Copenhagen. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has been assaulted by a man on a street. One person has been arrested in the case, and an investigation is underway. There is no immediate word on how the assault happened. She did suffer a minor whiplash wound in the attack. The Coast Guard says a freighter in Lake Superior has hit something underwater and taken on water. The vessel carried a low-grade iron ore. This is SRN News. The Air Force is sponsoring drag shows. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Judicial Watch has obtained documents through a Freedom of Information Act request that indicate Air Force officials have been spending taxpayer dollars to host drag shows and drag time story hour events for the children of service members. Some of the events have taken place on U.S. bases in this country, while others have been organized on bases in foreign countries, including the giant Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says a new report by the country's Law Reform Commission amounts to an attack on faith and freedom. The commission says it should be illegal for schools to remove or expel LGBT staff or children because of their sexual orientation. It also wants to make sure or make more difficult for faith-based schools to hire staff based on their religious convictions of the prospective staffer. International Christian Coalition is sounding an alarm. This is SRN News. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has declared six species of freshwater mussels are endangered.
The designation bans development or projects in Central Texas that could harm the species and requires a federal permit or license unless the permit seeker works with the Fish and Wildlife Service to modify their projects to protect the endangered species. Environmental scientists refer to freshwater mussels as the liver of the river because they filter harmful substances like algae from bodies of water. The species have declined in recent years due to population growth and development destroying its habitat. John Scott reporting.
A New Jersey school has hired a law firm to investigate why a Jewish student group was omitted from a high school yearbook. The situation came to light after 375 yearbooks were distributed at East Brunswick High School. The yearbook page was blank where the names of the members of the Jewish Student Union should have been. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.